On Sunday, in the breakaway region of northwest Somalia called Somaliland, a gunman on the grounds of a tuberculosis hospital stepped from under the shade of a tree and shot Annalena Tonelli to death. She had just finished evening rounds in that hospital, one of a couple she'd established in her 30 years, ministering to and curing the desperately ill in a desperate part of the world. Annalena Tonelli was 60 years old, and she had spent half of her life in the service of others. Simone Wolken is a representative of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Somalia. She worked with Ms. Tonelli, who was her friend, and she joined us on the line from Nairobi. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
She was born and grew up near Bologna, studied to be a lawyer when she was very young, and she came to that part of the world, came to East Africa in 1969. What was she doing over the past 30 years? What was the scope of some of her work?
Well, first of all, Annalena did medical work, but what she was about was not being a medical professional who looks only at the curative aspects of things. She always made sure that the spiritual aspects were taken care of, that the families of the sick were taken care of, and it was therefore a comprehensive approach to respecting the dignity and the rights of patients, of sick people, of underprivileged people, much more than just being an exceptional professional in providing medical care, which she also was.
She leaves quite an enterprise behind, I gather.
Oh, she leaves behind a huge TB hospital, not only with the inpatients she cared for, but also with the hundreds of outpatients. Annalena had developed a model system through which she ensured that her patients really took the drugs the way they ought to be taken every day. And she checked the records every evening to make sure that each patient had turned up to take the drugs. And in addition to that, there's a school for the blind, there's a school for the deaf, there is the group of HIV/AIDS orphans that Annalena was caring for. So there's a whole group of activities that went far beyond caring for the individual patient.
Do you have any idea, Simona, why Annalena Tonelli was killed?
Somalia being Somalia, there are a lot of rumors, but we really do not know at this stage what the motives were of that killer that night last Sunday when Annalena was shot.
Simona, thanks very much.
I much appreciate your interest in Annalena and her work. I mean, of course, there are a lot of people that are preoccupied by domestic events or things in other parts of the world that definitely aren't Somalia. So whatever chance we have to also explain a little bit what's going on here, we are grateful for that.
Simona Wolken, remembering her friend, Annalena Tonelli, who was killed Sunday in Somaliland.